Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, verses 20 through 26. 1 Corinthians 15, 20 through 26. Paul says, "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. Now the last enemy to be destroyed is death." Now, when Jesus is described as the firstfruits of those who have risen from the dead, it's not saying he's the first one to rise from the dead. Actually, if you know the scriptures, you'll know that Jesus himself, while he was on the earth, raised a couple of people from the dead prior to his rising from the dead. But when it says he's the firstfruits of those who have risen from the dead, he's the first one to have died and rise from the dead, never to die again. Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he had to die again. And then, of course, Jairus' daughter in the same way. But Jesus, when he rose from the dead, will never die again. And those of us who are in Christ are going to rise from the dead, never to die again. But there is a resurrection for everyone. Some to life, as we've been talking about, and some to death. That's why he says, "For he must reign until he has put everything under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death." We'll get to that in just a second. But then he says this, "As in Adam, all die because of sin. So also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and authority and power." Do you know in John chapter 5, verses 22 and following, listen to what Jesus says here. He says, "The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has also granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." At the very end, people are going to come to life. The righteous people are going to be coming to life first, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. "I saw the thrones, and seated on them to those to whom authority to judge was committed. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark or on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life, and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now the rest of the dead didn't come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they'll be priests of God and of Christ, and they'll reign with him for 1,000 years. The righteous are going to be raised to life, and they're going to be reigning with Christ on the earth for 1,000 years. That's the Old Testament saints, the church, the tribulation saints. At the end of the tribulation period, at the end of the millennial kingdom, the 1,000 years of Christ on the earth, there's going to be a separation of all the righteous and the wicked, and all the wicked are going to be raised, brought back before the great white throne, and judged according to what they've done, and then cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Christ rose from the dead, never to die again, and all who believe in him will be just like him. We are going to rise from the dead one day, never to die again. But if you don't believe in Jesus, you will rise again one day, but you'll then go straight before the great white throne, and the Father, actually Jesus, because the Father judges no one, as we just read, Jesus will sit on his throne and judge you according to whether or not you believed in him, and because your name's not written in the book of life, you will be cast into the lake of fire. Folks, there is a resurrection of the dead, and there's the righteous who believe in Jesus, and the unrighteous who reject Jesus. And I pray you're in that first resurrection, not the second. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.